subjects we didn't get to this episode. So some more relationship talk, maybe.
Of course.
Yeah, some deeper.
Stay tuned for all the other shows of CJLO. If you liked our show, we do our show 3 p.m. on Fridays, yeah. 3 to 4. It's called Members Only, CJLO with Chanelet Desparois and TQ.
Yeah, I'm going to end this with For the Nights I Can't Remember by Headley. So enjoy, everybody, and we'll see you next week. I see it in the way you would do when no one else could ever get through. Holding back till I come around. Time and time again, you wait for me to come in. And did you really look my way? 'Cause no one could have seen this coming. I would never let you down if I was running backwards in full time. So I can and I will, and you'll see your hero. For CJLO News, I'm Chanelet Marie. Via Rail has canceled most of its routes as protests in solidarity with the West Owatin Hereditary Chiefs continue. It's an expansion of earlier train closures between Toronto and Montreal after the Taignanaga protesters barricade rail passage. The protesters in West Owatin territory are fighting the construction of a pipeline on their traditional territory. The BC Supreme Court has passed an injunction barring people from blocking access to the BC legislature.
It came one day before a planned Saturday protest in Victoria to block access to the government buildings. The government security officers have been allowed to arrest people for disrupting access. In other news, about 144 Canadians have been victims of data breaches in the past 2 years at the hands of government agencies. According to a new report tabled in the House of Commons, the breaches range from minor mishandling to major disclosures of personal information. The report also did not offer a reason for the breaches. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
And his hunger for power became known to more and more people. The demands to do something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
Rush. Hi, this is the Audio Pen Pals. Welcome to CJLO 1690 AM. And on today's show, we got a bunch of things coming up for your lineup. And we'd like to welcome you guys back on the Audio Pen Pals. And we have two Audio Pen Pals.
Yeah, it's you, Claudia. And we also have...
We got Claudia Rocks.
We have DJ Gundam C. Destiny.
One more.
Oh, and DJ Cam, a.k.a. DJ Cam, behind the board. We got
DJ Jerry and DJ Big Pete.
Yeah, there are, but those two aren't in today.
No, they are not.
So I guess we want to start off the show by wishing all our fans
a happy Valentine's Day. And today, my Valentine's Day was really, really sweet.
Yeah, you were telling me you spent a bit of time with Peter.
Yes. I went to Scaroli's today, packed as you won't believe. Okay? People were coming in and out.
So you went for lunch?
Yeah.
Even during lunch, it was packed.
Oh, yeah. It was in and out. So I went and I had... the best time of my life. Got spoiled.
Well, that's good.
Got flowers. And
some roses. Roses.
Pink
too.
Roses.
Pink roses, nice.
And lots of love.
Well, that sounds nice.
And I got kisses.
Did you get any chocolate?
No.
No.
I don't care for chocolate that much, depending on what it is.
Oh, but it's a Valentine's Day classic. I think chocolate is a little overhyped, personally.
Me, it all depends on what kind of chocolate it is.
Yeah. Like, okay, so I'm a sucker for stuff like...
Hershey's?
Reese's. And Hershey's, too, yeah.
I like Reese's. I like Hershey's. Anything with caramel, I'll eat.
Yeah, I generally go towards those, but I only very rarely have a craving for chocolate.
My favorite by Hershey's is white chocolate.
Oh yeah, the
cookies and cream.
The cookies and cream. It's a classic now.
I love it.
Have you tried those like weird new flavors they have of like cookies and cream?
No.
They have one that's what is it? It's like pretzel and caramel or something like this.
Know.
It's pretty good. Like, it's not like as good as cookies and cream, but it's not bad.
And another thing, Arrow is one of my favorites.
I'm not big on Arrow, but you know what? It's an okay chocolate bar.
Some people like the one like mint one.
Oh yeah, the mint Arrow. I remember when they came out with that. I was very confused.
Yeah, I can't do the mint thing.
I personally love mint flavor in a lot of things. Don't like really mint chocolate bar sort of stuff.
Yeah, I can't do the mint anything.
Yeah. I love mint gum.
Mint. Okay, mint flavored gum I could do, but not mint chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what my go-to chocolate bar is now. I used to like real like what maximalist
about,
like
Wunderbar. What about what's another one I heard of recently? It has one of them is almonds with a bit of coconut in it.
Oh, I actually despise coconut in anything.
Don't know what it is, but coconut, what people like with coconut.
I like the smell of coconut.
Yeah.
I like coconut in
do you like coconut juice?
Yeah. I'll drink coconut juice.
My sister will drink the milk.
Yeah. I just don't like coconut in sweets. It's the, what's it called? It's like really the texture that I kind of have a problem with.
Okay. Me, it's everything. I hate coconut with everything. I can't take it.
I would agree with you, except for the fact that I just love the smell of coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's...
No, I can't even do the smell.
Yeah. The smell of coconut is great. Everything about putting it in your mouth or anything related to that. As long as it's not like... Like, the one exception I have for coconut in my mind is, like, korma. You know the Indian dish?
No.
Well, it's like a coconut-based curry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that I kind of like.
Okay.
But, like, everything that's, like, a sweet with coconut, I usually don't go for.
I also like, what else do I like? It's a messy chocolate. It's a mix. Chocolate with... We had it once before Christmas. Over here. It's a chocolate that Allison gave us, offered us. And it's chocolate. You got different kinds. You get different kinds out of it. And you get to choose. You get some with almonds, some with... basically with nuts. You get with caramel. You get with everything.
Yeah. You, like the traditional like selection variety chocolate packs.
I'm always
a little terrified of those because I always suspect that the one I've taken is the worst one in the entire pack.
Uh-huh.
Well, I never choose any of the dark chocolate ones because I know for sure that those ones are the worst because I despise dark chocolate.
Okay, my worst ones are the coffee flavor.
Oh, the coffee's not bad as long as it's not coffee and black chocolate because that is just like, boy. Well, I think we should go play some ads.
We'll come back
and talk about some just chocolates.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess we got chocolate on the brain. Yeah. Do you want to play some ads?
Yep.
All right. Let's play some ads. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Looking for your next step in education or to travel? Learn about undergraduate and postgraduate programs, professional degrees and doctorates, as well as work abroad, language travel, and internships at the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, February 29th at the Palais des Congrès de Montréal. Admission is free. Check the web for more information. studyandgoabroad.com.
Les Productions Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the largest world music showcase in Montreal, Les Cités d'Or de la Musique du Monde. Discover 36 groups every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 16th. Enjoy these free concerts and vote for your favorite artists. Follow the 14th edition on CitiesD'Or.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Two things I know for sure. She was sent here from heaven, and she's daddy's little girl. As I drop to my knees by her bed at night, she talks to Jesus, and I close my eyes, and I thank God for all of the joy in my life. Oh, but most of all, for butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. Walk beside inside the pony, Daddy. It's my first ride. I know the cake looks funny, Daddy, but I sure tried. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right to deserve a hug every morning and butterfly kisses at night. Sweet 16 today, she's looking like her mama a little more every day. One part woman, the other part girl, to perfume and makeup from ribbons and curls, trying her wings out in a great big world. But I remember butterfly kisses after bedtime prayer, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. You know how much I love you, Daddy, but if you don't mind, I'm only gonna kiss you on the cheek this time. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something right to deserve her love every morning and butterfly kisses at night. All the precious time. Change her name today. She'll make a promise and I'll give her away. Standing in the bride room, just staring at her. She asked me what I'm thinking and I said I'm not sure. I just feel like I'm losing my baby. With her mama there, sticking little white flowers all up in her hair. Walk me down the aisle, Daddy, it's just about time. And does my wedding gown look pretty, Daddy? Daddy, don't cry. Oh, with all that I've done wrong, I must have done something. Deserve her love every morning and butterfly kisses. I couldn't ask God for more. Man, this is what love is. I know I've gotta let her go, but I'll always remember every hug in the morning and butterfly kisses.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Audio Pen Pal 16. This is the Audio Pen Pal 1690 AM, and we're gonna be talking to you. We're coming back talking to you about chocolate.
Yeah, we're talking chocolate. Talking chocolate.
And if you have any questions about chocolate, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear from you. Or send us a text.
I forget the number to the. Okay, never mind. So let's get into the chocolate talk. When you're thinking about the good chocolate bars versus the bad chocolate bars, what are the sort of key factors you're looking for? Oh. Are you looking for something that's like...
Well, it's not too sweet, and it's not bitter.
So...
And it's not going to break your teeth.
So are you a dark chocolate fan?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. I prefer... If I'm going to have chocolate, it better be... less than 75.
Yeah. Well, my brother lived at home for a long time, and my brother likes milk chocolate but hates dark chocolate just like me. Mm-hmm. So what my parents gradually did was they would buy like darker and darker chocolate, not because they like it more than milk chocolate. They just would buy it so my brother wouldn't eat it all the time. So that they would have all this chocolate in the house. So they have a ton of, my parents love dark chocolate, and my brother and I never eat any of their dark chocolate, so they get to, like, you know, keep their little dessert.
My dad gets to keep his stash because we don't like it.
Oh, yeah. Does he also do, like, the dark chocolate thing?
He buys 75.
Oh.
75. I don't like
it. Tastes like dirt.
Yeah, I can't stand that.
Yeah.
How can you eat that? I said.
Yeah, it's not. I just don't understand, like, the appeal.
75% chocolate. I just tell him, Dad, isn't that way too dark?
Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking the other day that, like, well, I think about this a lot. You know, like, I think there's something, like, different about the way I taste chocolate than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Something's wrong with my tongue where I don't get like that.
No, nothing's wrong with your tongue. It's just that everybody's different and everybody doesn't like the same stuff.
Yeah, but it seems like chocolate is so ubiquitous with like people just love chocolate. And I don't get it.
I know somebody who doesn't like chocolate at all.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
I can see that. Like, I think chocolate ice cream's the worst.
Okay.
Flavored ice cream.
You gotta be joking there.
What?
Joking.
You like chocolate ice cream? No, I think it's for the Neapolitan flavors, it go here's the order. It goes strawberry.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah.
Then vanilla, yeah. Then chocolate.
Some chocolate cake. It's the best.
Oh, I I actually don't like chocolate cake. I find it too rich.
Like a Valentine's cake.
Wait a minute. What do you do for your birthdays then?
I like, my favorite kind of cake is lemon. I love.
Sorry. I just had a Coke with lemon on top and I threw it aside.
Lemons like citrus are like the most beautiful. Like
I threw that. Orange I tossed it aside and all in that the stuff. Garbage.
All right. Like, I find just chocolate cake too rich. Like, if somebody, like, gives me a chocolate cake, sure, I'll have a piece. I'll, like, try it. But it's, for me, the real flavorful ones are lemon and even just, like, a plain vanilla cake would be better in my mind. Or, like, a strawberry shortcake. Oh.
My favorite is a strawberry rum cake. A strawberry rum cake.
A strawberry rum cake. So the base would be
rum on, like, you brush it with rum.
Like, what flavor would the cake be? Like a
you would have rum on, like, you would base it with rum, and then
so it'd be a white cake, probably, right?
Yeah. No, it'd be like a dark cake. It would be dark, the cake. But it wouldn't necessarily be chocolate. It'd be dark, the cake, but it wouldn't necessarily be chocolate.
Okay. That's pretty...
I don't know where that...
That's pretty understandable. Pete, do you have any favorite chocolate... Do you have any chocolate takes? Chocolate opinions?
Yes.
Do you have a go-to bar or a go-to cake or anything like that?
I have not had any... Valentine's date at the moment.
We're asking about your favorite bar.
Your favorite chocolate bar.
Chocolate bars, it will be Hershey.
Like just the plain one or the cookies and cream or
cookie cream.
Yeah. So are you a fan of like chocolate in general or do you like the white chocolate more than you like the
do you like 75% or do you like less than that?
75%.
Oh, so do you like dark chocolate?
No. The only thing I like, milk chocolate.
So you're on milk chocolate train like me and Claudia.
Yeah, I can't stand the dark chocolate. It's like having... I'm not going to say it out loud.
It's like dragging your tongue across. Like,
it's like it's like having nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah. Taste like nails on a chalkboard. Oof.
Or having, you know, when your mother forces you as a child to eat spinach.
I actually have come around on most vegetables. I do like vegetables.
But when you're little and you don't know what spinach is.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. Well, I don't really remember that. I wasn't really a picky baby. I
never... Everybody used to say it was a toothpick.
Oh, yeah. that happens. Well, I don't remember if I was picky eater or not. I'm sure my mom will tell me I'm a picky eater, but I think everybody's mom thinks they're a picky eater.
As a child... My aunt used to say, are you feeding her properly?
Yeah. Well, I at least thank God. You know those... everybody grew up with like certain kids that would only eat like one thing.
Oh my God, I hate those.
Yeah. That, like, I wasn't that level of a picky eater, thank God.
I don't know about that, but I do recall my parents saying how picky I was and I never ate anything.
My big thing when I was a kid was protesting to eating things too much. Mm-hmm. Like I would get so sick of, I think I was, when I was a kid, I was really sick of green beans for a long period of time just because my mom would make them with every meal because they're so simple and, you know, they're straightforward. And like it for a long time, it was like an agreeable option with my brother who is a little bit pickier than me, I think. And green beans serve their purpose, but like after a couple years of every meal being green beans, or not every meal being green beans, but like lots of green beans, you get kind of sick of them.
In my house, we used to have green beans or broccoli, and one night I got sick of them. Okay, so my mom had this bright idea to put Swiss cheese on my broccoli.
That's actually not a bad idea.
You know, so I would eat them.
that's pretty like if you're absolutely like the cheese obviously makes it unhealthy in a way, but if you're like desperate to get your kid to like eat broccoli, I imagine putting cheese on it, it's not a bad idea.
So,
but yeah,
she got me eating.
It's
broccoli.
Only a last resort in my mind.
She got me eating broccoli after that.
Yeah, well, I guess it did its job then.
Mm-hmm. You had to actually base it with water and mix the powder in the water.
Okay. Yeah. Wait. Mix what powder in the water?
You had to basically the way the cheese whiz was made. Was a pouch.
Oh, you did like one of those weird craft dinner things?
No, the cheese whiz came in a pouch. Okay.
And you did that with broccoli.
Yeah.
So
you had to mix it with milk.
So I went. Is that stuff really cheese though?
I don't even know if it is. But anyway, my mother would mix it with milk and make it for me, and then you put it on top of the broccoli. I would put it on my broccoli and eat it.
That's, It doesn't sound bad in my, like...
Imagine it?
And when I imagine it. Yeah, I could see a kid eating that, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should, play a song. And,
It's, Hey Jude for Peter.
Actually, I was gonna put on Other Pete's song right now.
Okay, then that's fine. Yeah,
but we will play Other Peter's song as well. Okay, so yeah, we'll be right back. Here is a little bit of Elton John.
Bye. make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain,
are you ready to hear and see new challenging music that mixes electroacoustics, instrumental music, video, and theater? Come at Jesu on March 8th at 8 p.m. for a taste of the best creations of the Montreal student community, a concert presented by the Vivier Interuniversitaire.
Is this thing on?
Join me, Allison, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on Transistor Sister, where I play the songs that are stuck in my head so then they can get stuck in yours. The best in alternative punk, indie, with a sprinkling of pop, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
This is 6090 AM. This is Montreal, Quebec, and we are the Audio Pen Pals, and here I pass it to Peter to talk about the Special Olympics.
Hello, this is CJLO 1690 AM. This is DJ Gundam C. We're going to be talking about the motion ball events in March. The 16th and the 8th. The 14th and March 28th.
Yeah, so you have two events coming up. That's those are at McGill, right?
McGill's is at the 28th of March.
Where's the other one?
Here.
Oh, it's here at Concordia.
The 14th of March.
So what sort of events are you going to be doing at the motion ball event?
I don't know yet. I'm going to wear a color team t-shirt.
Oh, so it's like a sort of multi-sport thing where you're put on a team and you do a bunch of different sports over
yes.
time?
Like, please follow the Instagram for McGill University and Concordia University and follow two on the Instagram, please.
Yeah, it's a great way to get involved in sport activities during the winter, I guess. Mm-hmm. Speaking of sports activities, you are starting to get ready for the Summer Olympic qualifiers, isn't that right, Peter?
Yes.
So that's not until next year.
You have to choose one sport.
That's not until next year.
Well, I think aren't the qualifiers coming up?
No. We usually choose those next year.
Ah.
Next year.
If I want to do the...
If we want to do them, we choose everything for next year, not this year.
Okay.
So we won't know until next year if we made it or not.
Well, never too early to start practicing, I guess.
Nope. But he said he was going to be snowshoeing.
Talking about the provincial summer games.
Yeah,
qualifying.
But what about the snowshoeing you're in? You can't talk about that until we know for next year.
Well, for the future.
Snowshoeing we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Claudia, you also wanted to talk about something that you've had on your mind for quite some time, right?
Yes. Okay. Pollution. Now, everybody knows about pollution.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that if you have condos, you got condos that are around you. You also know that, or a depanneur. Well, lately they took one down from my house down the street.
Yeah.
And they ended up. Now, to go to a depanneur, we have to walk the opposite direction. Before, if somebody needed two things or another thing that they missed, and we had to, if it wasn't at one, we could have went to another.
So what you were telling me about is that you're noticing that in your neighborhood, things are getting a lot more spaced out,
right?
And you need to drive your car
yes,
a lot
you,
more. Places.
You have to drive your car a lot more, and everybody around me, or that's around me, are saying that it shouldn't be that much pollution that we have to use.
Because since everything's more spread out,
yes,
you're everybody's driving around their car more,
yeah,
and that like these people who are, I'm guessing like gentrifying your neighborhood are really changing the ways in which
yes
cars are used
and buses. They say buses are supposed to be number one not to pollute, but if you look at the factors in there. They're polluting as much as a car is.
It's true that buses pollute as much as a car, but you got to think about like how many people that are on the bus. The buses are way cleaner than cars
I'm not saying the inside of a bus. I'm talking about just the gas they use.
It's true that actually most buses in the city are hybrids now, but it's true that buses use more gas than individual cars, but you got to think about the amount of people that are on the buses.
Yeah.
And then if like those 50 people were to drive
cars, and then
there would be tons more. Yeah. So public transport's a good
thing. It's a good thing, but it's a good thing. But still, why can't they do it more? Like, why can't everybody just go for it? Just take a bus.
Yeah, well, one of the big problems in North America is that we've had a history of a lot of the auto industry being very against public transportation, right? Because the way infrastructure sort of was came into being across North America had such a heavy emphasis on cars because it was just assumed that everybody would own a car, everybody would drive everywhere, and this is just how we got around. And so we don't have the public transport to make it convenient for a lot of people.
Other places I've been in a part of in the North America area, like Toronto, Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah.
All those. They have less, their air is much cleaner. And once, it's not as dark as here.
Well, I think that's maybe because they're farther south. I wouldn't necessarily call Toronto clean. Toronto's a very dirty city.
No, it just, but I'm saying it's like if you go to a Texas, for example. Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. There, you would never be able to sleep, breathe, or live.
Well, no. Lots of people live in Texas.
Yes, but they're saying it's because the air quality and the... your lungs would be filled with bad pollution, right? Because of all the plants they have.
Well, it really depends on the city. Like, I know there's it like in cities like Beijing and like Los Angeles, the levels of smog can get so high that like you can have asthma attacks if you're outside. But
they're the ones that in Texas, they're the ones that build like plastic bags.
Yeah, but I don't think the relationship is like one-to-one. Like having a lot of plastic bags around doesn't mean your air is necessarily bad. Well,
that's what I saw on TV.
A lot of the times what air quality comes from is like air pollution, so burning things or anything that.
Yeah, but they had a plant that was burning.
Okay, so maybe around the plant. But anyways, I thought it was interesting that you pointed out this relationship between the suburbs and
yes, but the pollution. Other thing, and it's not fair that that they have to ruin our health for it.
Yeah. Well, like one of the weird things about like gentrification that like a lot of people, what makes it like one of a very insidious force is that it often has this air of being a moral life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like people will try to dress up their transformation of community in bad ways by saying like, oh, look at all these good purposes we're bringing along with it.
Like
while they're transforming.
Like, well, I just saw an ad, okay? Not an ad. On TV, I saw this guy, he was keeping fake animal stuffed animals. They're not made with real animal skin, by the way. So he's saying it's better not to use real animal than it is to use fake animal. What's the difference if you use real or not? I'm saying, because you're still using something.
It's true.
You're still having to kill something.
I think, we might be going too broad here. Veganism might be something we got to talk about another time, or like not using animal byproducts, which I can definitely talk about. what's it called? Well, I was a vegetarian for a long time. I thought about it a lot and decided that wasn't for me.
No, but one thing I have to say is that if you're out there, and you notice that somebody put a piece of paper on the ground and you don't know what it is, don't pick it up, please.
Yeah,
just leave it there.
What's it called? The big thing about pollution is the pollution you got to worry about is like aerosols and like gases and stuff like that. If there's like some garbage on the ground, not really like
contributing. I got a good story that I was told. Okay, a nurse at my job. Okay, she went and she was picking up glass and she ended up cutting her hand.
Ooh, that's terrifying.
And she said that she could see the inside of her finger.
Yeah, I don't want. That's the thing. You never want to cut yourself on mystery glass, you know.
No, but she said there was cats inside the garbage.
Oh.
And cats inside the garbage, so they had to give her a tetanus shot. She rushed herself to the hospital, got a tetanus shot, and she got stitches for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So, you know what? I'm of the personal opinion that most garbage adds just character. Like, I don't mind having garbage in my alley or in my my streets, my apartment. Don't mind that kind of trash. I do think we should try to be, like, conscious and greener in, like, a way that, like...
But people are saying, oh, be more green, be more this. But how they're not helping us in some... If they would help us in some way, and like right now, okay, I don't know about in your area, but in my area, we compost.
That's the thing. When it comes to the environment, I think like one of the big problems is that climate change is such a huge issue that individually it doesn't appear we can do anything about it.
But I don't see like.
But the question is, how do we change the structure of society in such a way that we like address these problems?
But if you look at every area, I've been every area. Not everybody's composting. Not everybody's city composts. Not everybody's city does that or does both garbages.
Well, like that's one of the big things is like getting there is going to involve like in a way. So, in part, it's going to involve changing the way people live and like making them do things like composting and making that second nature. But it's also going to involve changing the ways we like make things and construct things and things that go on outside of our immediate bubbles. Yeah. And that's, I think, where most of the things are going to get done.
And you know what they also said? They said everything's still growing in the media.
So we got to wrap it up.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good note to end it on.
And so we'll be back in 2 weeks from now?
Maybe.
Than that.
Yeah, I have some... We'll figure it out. We'll see you soon.
2 weeks because I'm not counting the week that we're coming, the week that we're not coming.
Yeah. We'll talk about this later. But we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Here's a song to send you out with. Do you guys want to say goodbye?
Goodbye from Claudia Rocks and Peter, Big Peter and Big what's his name?
And Jerry.
Logging out, Gundancy Destiny.
Bye, everybody.